Welcome to the Metal Hour. This is The Beard here on radio.dominican.edu. Sorry for the late start. We were having some technical difficulties, but that's all right. We're only 3 minutes late, so it shouldn't be too bad. But, yeah, good morning. It's a lovely rainy day outside, and it's a perfect morning for a little bit of metal. And hope you guys are ready. So, first I'm going to start off with an artist who goes by the name Igor, or Igor, however you want to pronounce it. He's a French dude. His real name's Gauthier Serre. He was born in 1984, and he is a French composer and multi-instrumentalist, known for blending many styles of music in his albums, such as electronic music, breakcore, baroque, death metal, black metal, trip-hop, all kinds of stuff. So he's pretty diverse as far as that stuff goes, and I love his stuff. It's pretty out there. It's pretty trippy, so it's definitely not for everybody, but we'll see if you guys like it. He's been around since 2005, and the song I'm going to play you guys is called Toute Petite Moineau, and it's off the album Hallelujah. And it came out on December 21st, 2012, which, if you remember, was supposed to be the end of the world. So, of course, he had to release his album on that day and play a big show that night as a record release to celebrate not only that, but that the world hadn't ended. So, hope you guys dig it. This is Igor with Toute Petite Moineau.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back, guys. In case you're just tuning in, this is The Beard with the Metal Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And that was Igor with Tout Petit Minuit Moi. Ah, damn it. Sorry, my pronunciation of this French word is not exactly perfect, but you get the idea. Anyways, next up I'm going to play that dude's other group that actually unfortunately broke up this year. The group was called Horker, and it was a two-man project with that guy Igor and this other dude Molk, another French guy from Paris. And it's really different stuff. It's awesome. I dig it a lot. I guess it's not for everybody, but I think it's awesome. So I hope you guys like it. And like I said, it's the guy Igor's other project, so it's kind of in the same vein, but a lot more aggressive with a lot more death metal and black metal vocals and black metal guitar. And he had some guest artists, such as the guitar player for the black metal band Mayhem, play on a couple of their albums and stuff like that. So they're pretty tied into the music scene, and I hope you guys enjoy this song. It's called Arithmetic Punishment. It's off of their album 4247 Snare Drums, which came out in 2012. And yeah, it's a good album. It's a great song. So I hope you guys dig it. And here it is, radio.dominican.edu.
Exercice de casse clair numéro 1.
All right, welcome back, you guys. This is the Metal Hour with the Beard here on radio.dominican.edu. And that was Horker with Arithmetic Punishment. That's an awesome song. It's pretty trippy, so I don't expect everybody to like it, but I think it's awesome. And it's pretty fun to listen to. And I'm going to throw out a little plug. Dominican is doing an event, the second part of which is today. And it's for you guys who need a haircut. Or even if you don't need a haircut, maybe just go get a trim or get lined up, you know. Get looking good for your family for Thanksgiving, you know. You don't want to show up and be a slob. So anyways, this haircutting goes to support the El Salvador immersion trip. And the haircutting will be taking place in the Creekside Room. And today that is from 3 to 6. And it's only $15 for a professional haircut. They have real barbers there. My homegirl DJ Rye is over there cutting hair, so you don't want to miss it. It's going to be sweet, and it goes for a good cause, you know. You might even see me over there. I might have to go get a trim, so hope to see you guys there, and yeah, it's going to be cool. So next up, I'm going to take it back to some old school. I'm going to play Megadeth, who I'm sure everybody who listens to metal has heard of. Not everybody is fond of them, but most people I know are. And they're from Los Angeles, California, and they were started in 1983 by Dave Mustaine, who was actually a former guitar player for the band Metallica. And he went on to form Megadeth when he got the boot from Metallica. And him and Dave Ellefson started Megadeth. And they were kind of, you know, another pioneer of thrash metal, and they are considered one of the big four as far as that stuff goes. It's Megadeth, Metallica, Slayer, and Anthrax, all great bands. Actually, I think I've seen all four at separate times, which is pretty sweet. I never thought about that. But yeah, they kind of were all responsible for creating and developing that lovely thrash sound we all know and love so well. And the song I'm going to be playing for you is off of the album Rest in Peace, which, believe it or not, was one of the first metal albums I owned. And was one of the albums that kind of gave me the kick in the pants to pursue looking into metal music more. And I am very grateful for that. So, album is Rest in Peace. The song is Hangar 18. Awesome song. And Dave Mustaine is on lead vocals and guitar. And David Ellefson is on bass and backing vocals. And Nick Menza is on drums and backing vocals. And Marty Friedman's on guitar, who's a super shredder. So, here's Hangar 18. I hope you guys dig it. And, yeah. This is On Your Metal Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. All right, welcome back, you guys. It's the Metal Hour with the Beard here on radio.dominican.edu. And that was the fabulous Megadeth with Hangar 18. Hope you guys liked it. I know I loved it. Some stuff I've been listening to since I was in middle school, so it's always a nice little throwback for me. And yeah, I'm going to keep it going with some older stuff. I'm going to play Pantera next, which is just a super badass band if you've never heard of them, which would be kind of shocking. So yeah, these dudes are from Arlington, Texas. They formed in 1981 by the Abbott brothers, Vinnie Paul, the drummer, and Dimebag Darrell, guitar. And they formed it with vocalist Terry Glaze and bassist Rex Brown, who joined the band the next year, actually. And they actually started as a glam band, which is hilarious, because if you look at the dudes in their later years, they were anything but a glam band. But if you go back and actually look for Pantera glam band pictures, you can find them, and they are very funny. So I would highly suggest doing that. Do a little research, because it is well worth it, and you'll laugh your ass off. So check that out. Yeah, looking for a new heavier sound. Pantera replaced their original singer with Phil Anselmo, who is perhaps one of the most well-known metal singers of all time. You know, right along with James Hetfield and Dave Mustaine and, you know, all those dudes we were just talking about, the Big Four. But Phil Anselmo started, and they were a glam band at first, like I was saying. It's very funny to me. And they released 4 albums during the 80s whilst doing that thing. And they decided to go for a heavier sound with their 5th album, which is the one I'm going to be playing for you today. It's called Cowboys from Hell. Came out in 1990, and from then on, they just kind of stuck with the heavy thing and got progressively heavier. So I'm going to be playing you a song called Heresy, which is off of their album Cowboys from Hell, like I said. Came out in 1990, and it features Phil Anselmo on lead vocals, Dimebag Darrell on guitar, Rex Brown on bass, and Vinnie Paul on drums. So check it out. This is Heresy, and I hope you guys dig it. We'll be right back. Welcome back, you guys. It's the Beard here on the Metal Hour with radio.dominican.edu. And that was the lovely Pantera with Heresy. Great song, great band, great album, Cowboys from Hell. Go get it if you don't own it immediately. And yeah, like I said, I'm going to stick with a couple oldies here before I bring it back up to some newer stuff. This is Morbid Angel, who is playing coming up, and I'll touch on that after the song I play. And they're from Tampa, Florida, and they started out in 1984, and one of the forefathers of death metal, I would say, in my opinion. And the song I'm going to be playing for you is called Fall from Grace. The album is Blessed Are the Sick, and it is their second official release. It came out in 91. It features David Vincent on bass and vocals, Trey Azagoth, however you say that, on guitar and keyboard, and Richard Brunel on guitar, and Pete Sandoval on drums. So, I hope you guys dig this. Like I said, they're playing a show coming up. I would highly suggest going to see it. I will give you more details in a moment. But for now, here is Morbid Angel with Fall from Grace here on radio.dominican.edu.
We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back, you guys. This is the Metal Hour with the Beard here on radio.dominican.edu. And you just heard the lovely sounds of Morbid Angel playing their song Fall from Grace, which is a fantastic song off of a fantastic album, which is Blessed Are the Sick. And like I told you before, I think I mentioned this last week, possibly the week before, just trying to drill it into you guys' heads, they are playing a show. They're playing their album Covenant in its entirety, which is so badass. And they're playing November 27th, so that's coming up real quick. That's going to be at Slim's, which, in case you didn't know, is 333 11th Street in San Francisco. It's a cool venue. Been there a billion times. And I can tell you firsthand, I have seen Morbid Angel at Slim's before, and it is well worth the ticket. So if you are a metal fan of any kind, I would highly suggest going to the show, and I'll be there. So maybe you'll run into me. Sorry, it's a little early. Maybe you'll run into me. Anyways, there's a couple other shows coming up I wanted to tell you about. December 1st is the infamous Suicidal Tendencies with one of hardcore's greats, the band Terror, and a group called Trash Talk. And they're playing at the Oakland Metro, and that's 630 3rd Street in Oakland. One of my favorite venues. I've been listening to those bands, Terror and Suicidal Tendencies, since I was a wee lad. So go check them out. It's going to be awesome. A lot of fun. I will be there celebrating a buddy's birthday. Terror is his favorite band. It's going to be good. So go check it out, you guys. And another show coming up at the same place at the Metro is the awesome band Exhumed, San Jose dudes. And they're playing the 9th of December with Iron Reagan, Necrot, and Volatile Substance. And like I said, that's at the Metro. So go check that out. I just saw Exhumed like a month ago, and it was super badass. So I would highly suggest going to check that out. I will most likely be there. And I'm going to be playing a band next called Skeleton, which they're actually coming to the Bay Area too, not until February, but I would highly suggest buying your tickets now because it's going to be a super badass show. It's Skeleton Witch with Enslaved and Amon Amarth, so three pretty powerful acts all on one bill. Definitely worth the whatever it is, $20 or $25 that the tickets cost, so definitely suggest going to that. I'll be there for sure. And anywho, this band Skeleton Witch that I'm about to play you is an American thrash band from Athens, Ohio. They've been around the block since 2003. And I love these dudes. I've been listening to them for a while. And the song I'm going to be playing for you is Cast Into the Open Sea, which is off their 2007 release, Beyond the Permafrost. And it features Chance Garnett on vocals, Nate Garnett on guitar, Scott Hedrick on guitar, Eric Harris on bass, and Derek Now on drums. So without any further ado, this is Skeleton Witch with Cast Into the Open Sea here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. right, welcome back, you guys. This is radio.dominican.edu, a fantastic station. I'm glad you guys are listening. And anyways, I hope all's going well with your morning. I know my morning's starting to brighten up the more metal I listen to. And I'm going to throw a quick plug out. If you are a Dominican student or staff member, and you don't know what you're going to be doing for Thanksgiving dinner, I would like to inform you that there is going to be a fabulous dinner here at school. So they actually need help decorating the dining room to make it look fantastic for you guys. So come check it out between 2 and 4 and help transform the shield room into a banquet hall, and that's on Thanksgiving. So the times for that, 4:30 is the Thanksgiving prayer in the plaza, and 5 o'clock to 7:30 is dinner. So I know I'm going to be stuffing my face and probably falling asleep at like 6 o'clock because we usually eat Thanksgiving pretty early in my family, and I just try and out-eat myself every year. And it's a terrible idea, but for some reason I just keep doing it. So you guys now have that option as well, and you can do it here, which is awesome. Do it with your friends, you know, friends or family. And there is a very, very minimal charge for that, you know. All you can eat, whatever. And students, faculty, and staff, it's only $6.75. Or if you have a meal plan, you know, you got that going. And if you want to bring a guest, you can do that too, which is pretty sweet. And that is $11.50 for a guest to get in. So, you know, there you go. If you didn't have plans for Thanksgiving dinner, you're feeling a little lonely, worried about, you know, having to eat a microwave meal or something stupid like that, now you don't have to do that. Go check it out. Like I said, go help them out. 2 to 4 p.m. on Thanksgiving, they're going to need help in the shield room. Turn it into a fantastic banquet hall. And, yeah, go check it out, you guys. All right, next up, I'm going to be playing the awesome band Dark Throne. Great Norwegian black metal band, been around for a while. They formed in 1986 as a death metal band, actually, under the name Black Death. And in 91, they kind of turned over into a black metal band, and they've been one of the leading bands in the Norwegian black metal scene since. And their first three black metal albums, which were called A Blaze in the Northern Sky, Under a Funeral Moon, and Transylvanian Hunger, were called the Unholy Trinity. So that's how badass they are. And some people consider that to be the peak of their career. I think that's BS, personally. Because I'm going to be playing you a song off of one of their older, or their newer albums, rather. And I think it's awesome. So the song is called, I'm going to butcher this, it's not in English, so forgive my pronunciation of this, but it's Siak Mat Jesu Christ. So I think I know what that means, but I have no clue if I'm right or wrong. And I probably just butchered the pronunciation, but hey, that's cool. I'm not Norwegian. You know, sometimes I wish I was. I wish I was a Viking a lot of the time, but I'm not. So I just kind of got to live with it. But anyways, the album is called Sardonic Wrath. It came out in 2004, and it is their 10th album, believe it or not. So they've had a pretty prolific career. And same dudes as always. Features Fenriz on drums and Nocturno Culto on electric guitar, bass, and vocals. So here it is, you guys. I'm not going to try and pronounce the name of it again, but it's off of the album Sardonic Wrath, which came out in 2004, so check it out. We'll be right back. back, you guys. That was Dark Throne with a song I can't pronounce. It's called Sac Mat Jesu Christ. If I pronounce that right, I'll be absolutely stunned. Pretty sure I didn't, but that's all right. And this is an awesome song by an awesome band. I realized I'm wearing my Dark Throne shirt today while I was playing that song, so it's a little bit of useless information for you. Anyways, this next song is going to be my last. It's going to be a U.S. band for a change. They're a deathcore band out of Knoxville, Tennessee. I've seen them a couple times, and they were always awesome live. They're seriously brutal. They've been around since 2006, and they've put out 4 studio albums, so they're pretty prolific, and all of their albums were fantastic. And, you know, they actually play all the time, and I've seen them in the Bay Area a handful of times, as well as overseas, so if they're coming around, I would highly suggest going to check them out. Their name is Whitechapel, and they are super brutal. So, without any further ado, this song is called Necromechanical. It is off the album A New Era of Corruption, which came out in 2010, and it features Phil Bozeman on vocals, Ben Savage on lead guitar, Alex Wade on guitar, Zach Householder on guitar, Gabe Crisp on bass, and Kevin Lane on drums and percussion. So it's time to get brutal. Check it out. This is Whitechapel with Necromechanical here on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. All right. Unfortunately, that's it for my show, you guys. I hope you dug it. And, yeah, this has been The Beard with the Metal Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And I hope you guys have a super brutal Wednesday. Enjoy this lovely rainy weather. Stay inside, stay dry if you can. I know that's my goal. And, yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And this has been The Metal Hour here on radio.dominican.edu. And now to put on some weird music I've never listened to that just happens to be the station music. I take it back. I have listened to this. My bad. Anyways, enjoy. This is Al Green.